There's only one thing you want to keep away from fire, because they burn awful easy.
I wonder if men did die from getting their collars on fire.
I never heard of it, no, but you can. They would burn easy, so.
I worked for a dictionary once, and our editor was always, well, he'd wear a green eye shade,
yeah,
and he smoked a pipe.
Yeah.
And of course, he was always lighting a thing. And I was there for a little better than 3 years, and in that 3 years, he had his eye shade catch fire 3 times.
Is that right?
He'd just take it and bat it back.
Yeah. I used to wear them when I was in the bank quite often, when I worked back on books, you know. Mm-hmm. Your light was bright, you see.
Yeah. I wore one too. I looked awful funny.
Yeah.
But gee, they sure knew saving your eyes.
Yeah.
You'd come out of there, I could work all day and come out at night and I wouldn't have all that fatigue. You just didn't want to look at anything.
Yeah.
I had one up at my office at the university. I think it blew off the peg and blew in the wastebasket one day. I haven't seen it since. I guess they thought I was a real oddball. That green eye shade. They expected some butcher paper cuffs on them next.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, you said your father wore a vest. What other parts of this suit did he have?
Vest and pants and shirt. Just three pieces.
How about, what did he wear over his shirt, over his vest?
He didn't wear anything. He never did wear any of these fancy vests. Like, you know, that you've seen a lot of cowboys and things like that wear, you see.
I was wondering if he wore a coat, a jacket?
He wore his coat. Wearing a coat, yeah.
And his pants, did he have anything to hold him up?
Suspenders all the time.
Those were fairly common, weren't they?
Galluses.
Yeah. Is that what he called them?
Well, that's what we used to call them, galluses.
That was the old fashioned.
Yeah.
How about those leather things to cover your legs if you're out riding a horse in brush?
In spats?
Well, would these be working?
Leggings?
Yeah, leggings,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Were they at all common in this?
You didn't wear them. You didn't wear them much only in the winter time when you was out around. You take most of the guys wore boots,
mm-hmm,
and when you had boots on, you didn't need any spats or leggings. Now lots of times they would have spats that they'd wear with their dress clothes.
Mm-hmm.
When you put on a pair of shoes, don't you see, and they'd come up underneath your shirt. Underneath your pants. Keep your legs warm because you've been used to wearing them boots all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you take fellas on the farm, either wore cowboy boots or high top boots all the time. See?
Mm-hmm.
Used to wear them all together, you know. And later day, I always wore laced high top boots. See?
They help keep the bugs out too, don't they?
Oh yes, and another thing, we had this creek out there, and they was keeping oil with pistol oil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, you go down the creek, you just wade on across. You didn't. You just go on across. And if you got up where it's deep enough to go above your boot, well, you'd get your knee, your breeches wet up here, but you wouldn't fill your boot wouldn't fill up. See.
Hmm.
Because you tie them tighter, you'd have to tie them tight around your neck here, see. And
there's certainly nothing that is uncomfortable as a good old wet foot when you have to work.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the reason I always kept my boots well oiled, because you get out in snow and stuff like that, you know. And if you haven't got them oiled, the first thing you know, your feet's wet.
Mm-hmm.
You're freezing.
I had a friend who was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
And he said he was a doggone troll. He didn't know what to do. So he got a hold of a pair of overshoes, size 14s. And he had about a size 9 foot, I guess. He said he just filled them with straw and put his feet in. He was just as warm as toast.
I never liked to wear overshoes because they were too darn clumsy and heavy.